the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We are back at full strength today. Welcome back, Mahoney.
Glad to be here. Missed you guys.
That didn't sound very genuine, did it?
No, it sounds so much deeper.
No, I missed you guys yesterday.
Did he go through some changes over the break?
I'm transitioning into a man.
finally,
it's puberty.
All right, well, some good news.
I knew it was
going
to happen someday.
Eventually.
Oh, congratulations.
Maybe I'll get muscles now, too.
You were actually sharing with me, since you weren't feeling so great yesterday, how little you moved and how many steps that you took throughout the entire day yesterday.
Pretty impressive.
Less than 500.
Yep, 468 steps yesterday.
Yes.
All right.
So, very productive day, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe getting up, going to the bathroom, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Didn't eat anything at all yesterday.
Didn't eat anything?
Yeah.
So. Oh, no.
Well, the good news is your body didn't need any extra fuel because you didn't move. So
I can I could probably sustain on a desert island for several months with the winter storage that I've saved up.
You know it's springtime now, right?
It's spring.
Yeah.
Today's the first day, right?
Yeah. Is today the first day? The 20th?
When does spring start?
It's sometime this week.
Anyway, spring is here. It's getting warmer.
March 20th.
Okay. Today's the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy first day of spring.
Spring has officially sprung.
That's right. We sprung forward.
We did.
That was like a week ago.
Yeah. All right. Some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
Let's start off with some bad news today, Dave. Let's just get out of the way.
Yeah. This is tough. This one takes us down to Florida. And if you've ever worked in really any restaurant, you know it can be stressful, not just for the employees, but also for the managers.
I can't imagine being a manager of a restaurant. Like, you are herding cats.
Lateria Atkins manages an Arby's near West Palm Beach, Florida. She's only 21 years old, so you're like,
wow.
Okay, 21.
She's
managing,
working her
way
up that corporate chain to risen top through of the Big Montana.
Yeah, that's right. Risen through the ranks fast. She's probably going to find that there's a bit of a roadblock going forward now, though, because assaulted one of her employees on Saturday.
Did she hit him with a Big Montana?
No, a little worse. She asked a 29-year-old employee, Ernst Point du Jour, to stay late, and he refused. And I understand, like, when you're especially the younger one, too, it's even more challenging because you're talking to somebody who's eight years your senior.
And Ernst Point du Jour was not having it. He had big plans after his shift at Arby's.
I mean, what a name. Ernst Point du Jour.
I feel like that should be a sandwich at Arby's.
Ernst Point of the day. What?
Du Jour.
They started arguing, and she claims that he got up in her face. So she pulled out some pepper spray and blasted him in the eyes with it.
Oh, no.
And then chased him outside with a serrated kitchen knife.
Oh, God.
She didn't stab him.
Okay.
But she went to town on his car and slashed it up.
Oh.
Facing charges of battery, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief. And we have some audio of the victim. Here is Ernst Point du Jour.
I tell the other manager, so I'm leaving because I'm done with my part. I say it's not fair. She's more than lazy. Only thing she did, just eat and then stay on the phone. And then she comes, she say, what you say, bitch? I say, who you calling, bitch? And then come over here, bitch. I'm gonna kill you. When I turn, I see her run after me with a knife. She did all this with the knife. I was scared.
You should have, she pepper sprayed you. You should have grabbed some of that horsey sauce.
It just got it right back.
Could you imagine getting some horsey sauce in your eye?
Yeah.
Like just like his horseradish.
Yeah.
That's no joke.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot.
That'd be a little much.
I love that horsey sauce,
though. It'd be so delicious,
though.
So good. God. I just want to eat me. Can't stop.
And some good news today.
What do
we
got?
A woman whose name is Elena Ben, she works as a waitress in Illinois, just north of Chicago.
Okay.
And there's a restaurant that she was working at, and they needed a busboy at the last minute on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And so she asked her dad to fill in. Now, his name is Dr. Bill Benge. He is a Harvard-trained cardiologist who just recently retired. And she went, hey, Harvard-trained cardiologist dad that just retired, how would you like to be a busboy on St. Patrick's Day? And he's like,
so he said yes?
He said yes.
Oh, all right. That's I like a good that. Dad. Yeah.
5 minutes after clocking in, he saved a woman's life. A female customer started choking, so Bill calmly stepped in, delivered the Heimlich maneuver. Bloop. Out came the thing that she was choking on. It worked. somebody called 911 and the paramedics did show up and they checked her out.
Yeah.
But because he was so fast acting and so efficient at doing the Heimlich maneuver, because, you know, again, Harvard trained cardiologist, yeah, familiar with how to do even the most simple of things, she was so fine that she sat back down and finished her meal.
Really?
I feel like if you have to have the Heimlich performed on you, that meal's done.
Your body, right, is telling you, like, let's not finish these curly,
yeah,
fries.
Like it, yeah, like it just ruins the meal.
I mean, I'm not. I don't want to be wasteful of the food, but if somebody has to, you know, forcibly project food out of your gullet, maybe take a break for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like get a doggy bag or
also,
something.
I don't think my pride, just I think the sheer shame of what had gone down would force me to leave.
Are you afraid of, like, everybody's going to be,
yeah,
looking at you?
Like, oh, are they going to choke again? Yeah. Like, why would they choke
on you?
Just
so
I think I'd mess with people. I'd be like,
I'm just kidding. I'm fine. I'm just kidding. I'm dying.
I'm fine. It's not funny to anyone else?
No. All right. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Any word if he's going to stay on as the bus boy?
No, he did say that he hopes the story gets out because it'll encourage other people to learn the Heimlich maneuver, nice, which could, oh, okay, save other lives. But
cool.
Way to go, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Yesterday's show, I can't put my finger on a while. I mean, the pacing was good. The jokes were spot on. There were, like, no bloopers. I don't know what it was, but keep up the good work, guys.
Message deleted.
Hmm. Wonder what happened yesterday.
Huh.
Yeah. You guys,
It just hummed right along.
Did
just,
it?
Yep.
Huh. Did it, yeah, now.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh.
Good show. Best show ever, maybe. No, yesterday's show sucked, man. When you're not here, it sucks. It's,
yeah,
just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I could have done the show from the house.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. You're lobbying to start not having to come to the radio station, which is literally 1.3 miles away from your house.
2.3,
excuse me.
Don't you cut it by 50%, man. Unexaggerating son of a gun.
What?
Or over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
So. Well, no, you were unexaggerated. Whatever.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Whatever.
You see people do some weird stuff when they're driving. People always on their phones doing their makeup, maybe doing their taxes. I saw a dude literally changing his clothes on time, going 70 on the highway.
Message deleted.
Yeah, nah.
How do you change?
I'm trying to.
You're trying to do that where you're like you're changing your shirt and
not on the highway.
Not on the highway. No.
Like
even in your
fast
car when it's not moving is hard.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
it's like you're like trying to turn and trying to like get the buttons right. It's, yeah. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh,
a good thing.
That sounds tricky.
Or the thing where you start driving with your left foot because you're changing your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or trying to get your pants back up.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God.
Depends on how good of a Tuesday it's been.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I got a conspiracy theory. Was spin the bottle big when you guys were growing up? I mean, I feel like it's a big cliche and no one actually played it. I mean, you see it in movies and stuff, but when I was younger, we never thought to play that game.
Message deleted.
I think I played Spin the Bottle once. I definitely know I played it once. I don't think I played it more than once,
yeah,
but it was,
I don't remember,
very awkward. It was at a church lock-in. It's at church.
Okay.
It's like one of those overnight things.
Yeah.
And all the kids had gotten together, and for some reason, some enterprising young man brought a bottle with him, and he's like, hey, girls, you want to play? And, yeah, it, I'm not going to lie, thrilling.
Did you get kissed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't.
I never played.
I don't think she wanted to.
Oh.
She's like, she kind of gave that.
Was she like eyeing the other kid like, next
I
to
guess,
you?
And yeah, like, just did.
But even still, like, unless you're sitting,
like,
don't you need to, is it the two ends or do you go spin it twice?
You just give it a good, and then whoever it lands on, you have to kiss.
It's on the bottle
you,
cap.
Oh, so you, okay.
You spin it, and then whoever it lands on, you have to kiss. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, what is it, 7 minutes in heaven?
What is that?
That's where you go into a closet and you make out for like
seven minutes.
Oh, yeah. Did you do that?
No, man. Nobody wanted to make out with me.
Oh, buddy.
It's okay.
I was tall. It's too skinny. It's hard. Dude, they couldn't reach my lips. That's what I tell myself.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Giraffe in a world of monkeys.
That your problem is that you were too skinny.
Yeah. Too tall.
Problem solved.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
I am no legal expert, but I've never even heard of something like this before. So Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, may not have faced charges after all for allegedly paying for relations at a Florida massage parlor. Authorities offered a deal, reportedly, to drop solicitation charges if he accepts a deferred prosecution deal. Now, this is the thing that I've never heard of before. The deal requires him to admit he would have been found guilty at trial. Has anyone ever heard of that before?
It doesn't make sense.
Like, what? Why?
Again, this goes back to just, you're trying to get news.
You're trying too hard, and it really dampens the whole thing that you were going for in the first place.
The human trafficking aspect.
Which, by the way, no one was charged with that. So, like, them coming out and saying, I expect there's going to be a massive lawsuit the other direction. Sure. So, like, saying that, you know, all these people are involved in human trafficking but not actually having the ability to charge them with that and then running it all publicly out there like they did, I think this is going to be a big problem for this particular prosecutor and these overzealous sheriffs in Florida.
Well, the issue that they continue to get people wrong and put the wrong names out there.
Yep.
That's been something that's existed, you know, in this case already. The fact that they were videotaping these people as well,
including the people that weren't doing anything wrong, that weren't going there looking for shady services. If they're videotaping thousands of people getting completely naked, and then they have that, and maybe it's going to be public file, maybe it's not. Like, that's pretty bad.
Also, when it comes back to this, how serious is the crime if you are going to say, okay, nothing's going to happen to you, even if you just admit.
But you have to tell us that we're right.
You have to admit.
You have to tell us that we're right, yeah.
Like, that's garbage.
He also has to complete 100 hours of community service, submit to an STD test, and then take a class on the dangers of prostitution.
Never going
to
happen. He will fight this. He will win in court.
They immediately came out and said that they categorically denied any wrongdoing. So I don't know exactly what these cops in Florida or prosecutors had, but Kraft's side of things were very confident that they didn't have anything on them.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
I mean, also, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
How are you really going to punish this guy other than you're just shaming him?
Right.
At this point. Yep. It just, why? Like,
exactly.
Really go.
Because he's a public billionaire.
If you want to solve a problem, then actually work to solve the problem.
Yep.
Don't drag these guys through the mud, especially if you don't have the actual evidence and facts to back it up.
And if human trafficking is happening in this location, don't set up a video camera system and let it go on for months so you can get more of the Johns.
Like, more footage.
Get the women out of there.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Yep.
Like, do your job. That's what you should be doing.
So there is a supercar that a family bought. It was originally built for the Qatari royal family. It's a $1.5 million supercar built for the royal family. And it was just bought by a new owner.
Okay.
$1.5 million for a car.
That's what it was used?
Yes, a used car.
A used car for $1.5 million?
Yeah. It can go top speeds of 250 miles per hour. It was sold in August of last year to a man who posts pictures of it on Instagram. And
well, you act like 150 is that fast, man. I feel like
250.
It's 250.
Oh, 250.
Yeah. 150.
I was like, man, I could get like a Chevy Volt to
yeah.
go.
Yeah, no.
Two, you know, like 250. 110.
It really is a supercar.
Okay.
He wrecked it. He didn't just kind of wreck it. He totally wrecked it. So the pictures turned out.
I
don't know exactly. Just we saw the pictures of the car all wrecked. There wasn't a whole bunch of details as to what happened. But it is a. It was a near-fatal accident, they said, so it's really bad, and the car is destroyed.
Oh, my gosh.
It is destroyed. So.
How's his insurance company doing?
What is the...
It's a deductible.
What's the deductible?
No.
Oh, crap, I only have liability. And how about this? A Kentucky teenager who refuses to get the chickenpox vaccine is now suing his school.
This is so dumb.
This douche. He's a teenager who refuses to get the chickenpox vaccine on religious grounds, and wait for it. He says that he believes that the vaccination contains aborted fetal cells.
No, it does not.
What?
Yeah, no, actually, it does not.
No, it does not, you idiot.
He is an 18-year-old, and he is the captain of a basketball team at a Catholic school in Walton, Kentucky. His name is Jerome Kunkel. And his stance means that he is automatically banned from competing his final term of classes and extracurricular activities at the Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Assumption Academy amid the outbreak affecting 32 people.
Lovely.
Yes, cool. So 32 people are now sick because of this. He refuses to get the vaccine, and they're like, well, that means that you can't go out there and play basketball with the other kids.
Because you're going to get everybody sick.
And so he's like, well, I'm going to sue. And they're like, well, why don't you just take the vaccine? Well, because it contains the cells of aborted fetuses.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't.
You can't
can't just decide what are facts.
No, we live in a post-fact world now that people just don't care. They believe what they believe. It's unbelievable that we have stopped listening to facts and science and things of that nature. There are 30,000 people over in the Ukraine who were affected by measles. 12 have died so far. Yep. This is 2019. We are supposed to be living in a utopia at this point. Not the fact that we are regressing. It feels like we're almost trying to go back to, even though all the information is literally at the touch of your fingertips with a smartphone, it feels like we're going back to the dark ages.
It does. And on a much lighter note,
what's that?
There was a traffic jam Tuesday afternoon. NYPD officers had to show up because there was a cow on the loose, another ballsy bovine.
What was this cow doing?
Yeah, well, it was captured and tethered to a light pole in the highway median, though the agitated animal was at one point straining aggressively.
Did they handcuff
a cow
to a pole?
The runaway cow was first reported shortly before noon. A half hour later, it was still swamping traffic as about a dozen animal control and law enforcement officers surrounded the creature by 1:15. And there's something about, surrounding a cow, too, right? Because you look at the cow, and a cow always looks like it's right on the edge, man.
Yeah.
I will freak the F out right now, man. I'm not afraid to go to jail.
They weigh 1,000 pounds.
I will go to jail. I'm ready to go to prison.
So if you know this isn't a Texas story.
No, this isn't in New York.
You wouldn't need a dozen animal control officers. Just one guy with a rope in Texas. He's like,
I'll take care of this. In New York, they're like, I don't even, what the hell do we do? I don't know, man.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Jeremy is joining us this morning. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Good. So you're a big movie buff?
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
Are you?
That wasn't
very convincing, but all right.
Yeah,
sure.
Are
you? You could say that. What's your favorite movie? Do you have one?
That's a very long list. I mean, I would have to specify a genre. I'd get into the geeky movies for sure. You know, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, etc.
There we go. All right. Good enough. All right. So we have five movie quotes for you, and you're going to try to get at least three out of these five correct in order to win today. I'll play each movie quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that. Okay.
Sounds good.
If you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, disapproving pony. Here is quote number one. Good luck.
This is Sparta!
That's all you get.
300.
Just like that on the board. I always figured that they'd make a sequel to that.
They did make a sequel.
They did?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. It was the guy who plays Jorah from Game of Thrones is in it.
Was Gerard Butler not in it?
Nah. Dude, have you not seen the movie? Do you not remember what happens at 300?
No, I don't
actually. Spoiler?
So he dies?
Yeah, man. Oh. I mean, it's a pretty famous tale, but yeah.
No, it's just, I haven't seen that movie in years.
All 300 of them die.
Oh.
That's what it was.
How unfortunate.
Spoiler, by the way.
Yeah, well, the movie's been out for 15 years, so I think it's all right. Later. All right, here we go on to number two.
This whole fridge is held up here just by this plug. You okay?
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
Oh. Good one.
So it's definitely Chris Farley. Mm-hmm. It's either Tommy Boy or Black Sheep. I'm going to go with Tommy Boy.
Oh, man, you were so close. Man. It was Black Sheep. It was when they were in that little cabin up on top of the hill. And yeah,
it's all right.
And then he went falling all the way down the hill.
We'll give him a half point.
Half point. Tell you what, man. I used to love Chris Farley so much. Just the him yelling while falling down something was just
Nobody
the best thing
better.
Ever.
Nobody was better.
All right, here we go. On to number three. You have 1.5. You're doing great.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
Is that almost famous?
You would think so, but listen to what actor's voice that is, because that'll give it away.
One more time.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
5 seconds.
He's talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd. Damn it.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah. Don't realize the movie.
Yeah, no, it's all right. That was one of the finest movies of all time, Con Air.
Ah, okay.
If it had been Put the Bunny Down.
I mean, that's too easy.
That's too easy.
Just giving it away.
Put the bunny back in the box. All right, here we go. On to number four.
Now me and the mad scientist got to rip apart the block and replace the piston rings you fried. Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
This douchey movie.
Why would we put this in here?
Can I hear that one again?
Yep.
Now me and the mad scientist got to rip apart the block and replace the piston rings you fried. Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
5 seconds.
Oh, man.
It's Vin Diesel's finest work.
Is that the Fast and the Furious?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Honey, you were just giving it to him, man.
That's a tough one.
Is it?
I mean, also, the Iron Giant, or everybody forgets that Vin Diesel was also in Saving Private Ryan as well.
Was he?
He was.
Oh.
Nobody remembers that.
Has he done anything recently other than the voiceover work for
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I'm Groot.
I don't think
so. Vin Diesel's got so much money. It doesn't even matter.
All right, so we are down to our fifth and final one, and you can win it right here with a correct answer. Best of luck to you.
Hey, hold on, Felicia. Remember that. Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a f***. Craig.
Bye, Felicia.
For the win.
Is that Friday?
You did it. Well done.
I like that we saved that one for last, just in case he actually did win. We could have just played that again.
He's been like, bye, Felicia. Congratulations to you, man. Well done.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So first up today in the Redneck Report, a woman in Alabama has learned the hard way that you can't just say whatever you want on Facebook to people because, you're being a terrible person to others. Mm-hmm. And in this case, bullying, arrested on 23 charges.
Good.
23 felony warrants.
Good.
Because she'd previously been ordered to stay off social media. And again, like, what makes this even more pathetic is this isn't some 14-year-old who doesn't know better. This is a 48-year-old woman by the name of Catherine.
So she should know better.
Yes. So authorities haven't really provided a lot of the details, but there's a history of conflict between Patterson and the victims, which includes some former family members. I don't know how they become former family members, but whatever. Investigators.
Divorce.
Oh, sure. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. Investigators searched Patterson's home and took several electronic devices. Court records show Patterson was charged with harassment in 2017 and with violation of a protection order, was in violation in 2017 and 2018. Those charges were dismissed, but now this one is a whole new 23 charges.
So divorce or a DNA test. That's how you become a former family member.
23 so, and not me, Catherine.
Oh, God. Why doesn't Maury Povich have that? As that should 100% be what he is. Yeah. Somebody pointed
this.
Still
on the air?
I think so.
Maury's still on?
Maury's still on,
yeah.
Okay. Somebody pointed out the other day to me, and it really stuck with me, that, you know, if you're an ass clown on social media, and you're a nice person in real life, or quote unquote real life, you're not like, they're like, oh, they're just a jerk online. No, that's when your true colors come out. Like when there are no repercussions, when you are alone with your own thoughts, that's what you put out into the universe. That's who you are.
That's scary.
And you are putting on your mask when you're out in the real world pretending to be nice.
So Florida authorities are asking for the public's help in locating three men who they say stole a claw machine from the lobby of a Walmart. Look, if you've ever gotten in deep with one of those claw machines where you're like, I'm getting that damn toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps dropping after you picked it up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's infuriating.
It's yeah, and so I understand where these guys
you
are coming from.
Some of the YouTube videos on like the carnival games, like claw machines, as well, because they're just guaranteed to lose. It lets go halfway up.
Yeah.
Once in a blue moon, like every 20 or 30 cycles, it'll actually grip for good. But
so the men took the machine on March 12th. They actually rolled up to the store, told the assistant manager they were there to do some repairs and remove it from the store. And the guy's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then they just loaded it into a, quote, older white Ford F-150 and just stole it. And police believe that they may have stolen a similar machine from another Walmart, according to the sheriff's office. So,
what are they going to do? Break it and like get the toys?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I really want that Pikachu plush toy.
Oh, who doesn't want Pikachu?
I did go with my daughter to Dave and Buster's this last week, and there was this LOL thing. You guys probably don't know what that is, but little girls love them. Yeah. And I probably spent like $600 trying to get that thing and never got it.
No?
No.
Why don't you just look it up on like Amazon?
And just order it?
Yeah.
Well, because she was looking right at it and she's like, Daddy, I want it. And I'm like, I'm trying, kid. Try it.
Just show her your phone. Like, it's coming in 2 days with Prime.
So a 50-year-old man saw a bug, a cockroach, from across the room. And what do? He took off his shoe and chucked it at it.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been there?
Who throws a shoe? His revolver, however, was, and this is so strange, still inside the shoe and discharged after hitting the ground. So when I first read this, I'm like, okay, so he took his shoe off and threw it. No, I guess his shoes were sitting next to him, but he'd forgotten that he'd put his gun into his his shoe. And so when he threw his shoe with the gun in it, even though he didn't notice that the gun was in it when he picked it up to throw it.
Unless he was just so fixated on that cockroach.
I mean, where was this at?
Where do you think it was at?
Texas? Florida? Yeah.
No, it's in Florida. The guy who used a wheelchair was inside of his home at the time of the accident. The condition is unknown, but they say that he thinks they think it's going to be just fine. So he picked it up, threw the shoe with the gun in it, fired a bullet, came back and struck him in the foot.
Well, if you're already in a wheelchair and you, I mean, like, if you've got to pick a place to get shot, right?
But, like, what
might
if...
will be the leg.
No, I'm not trying to be insensitive here. I'm saying, but if you are already in a wheelchair and you're not, like, your legs or your feet or something...
You're not using your feet to walk around every day.
It would be worse if you were not.
And the real story here is, like, what if this is a super cockroach?
What if it's like a flying super cockroach?
And like, what if you slow it down?
Exist.
What if
you're
like,
I know those exist.
You're like, I'm the flying super cock roach
of doom.
Of doom.
No, man. Like, as somebody who has thrown a shoe at a cockroach, I empathize with this man. I do. It's because nobody wants to see a big ass cockroach in your house.
The only thing scarier is if you would have actually picked up the entire shoe with the gun in it and chucked it back at him.
I feel like he should have just shot him. He got the gun right there.
Pow, pow. Way easier. Another Florida story here. A Florida man was passed out in a Wendy's drive-thru, and some people came over and they tried to wake him up. And they said, hey, what's wrong with that guy? He slumped over, unresponsive. And so they tried to wake him up to no avail, and so they called the cops. And after a few knocks on the window, he woke up. He refused a breath test and then tried to sip a beer can that he had in his possession.
Hell yeah.
One more for the road.
Yeah, just take a little pull. Turns out he was 19 years old.
Oh, no.
Behind the wheel, drunk, so he gets arrested for DUI. And then you talk about a bad Friday night for a Florida woman. A drunk Florida woman nearly drowned after driving into a fire hydrant during an intoxicated joyride. The 22-year-old, whose name is Alexandria Runyon, reportedly smashed her sweet-ass 2004 Buick Century into a fire hydrant at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Some people tried to help her, but the fire hydrant was gushing water. And then all of a sudden, a sinkhole developed because of this.
Oh, my God.
About 20 feet wide and 8 feet deep, and the car was trapped in the hole with the Florida woman inside.
Oh, my God.
Rescue crews had to pull her to her safety, otherwise she likely would have drowned. She then got arrested for a DUI. So this drunk chick goes out joyriding, wrecks her 2004 Buick Century into a fire hydrant, which creates a sinkhole that she almost drowns in.
I mean, that would be Darwinism at its finest.
That is a hell of a Friday night, man.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Any word on whether or not that sweet 2005 Buick Century was okay or not?
It was a 2004 Buick Century.
I'm sorry.
And my guess is that if it was in a 20-foot wide, 8-foot deep hole...
Is it gone?
That's probably a total loss.
Oh, man. Because
you only need like $300 worth of damage for it to be totaled.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
So the Misconnection Inspection is all about trying to help people find love. That's what we do around here, Mahoney, is we try to make those connections that you maybe just missed out on when you're out in public at really a variety of different shopping places today.
Oh, so sexy.
Yeah. You know, these could be chance encounters with your future significant other, Dave. You never know. We just need to help spread the word of these ships passing in the night to hopefully find them the place to dock together.
This
that was actually really good.
This first one is actually is actually kind of sweet. Like it's written pretty well. It's kind of poetic.
It's not creepy.
You tell me.
Okay. It's
entitled "Miss You, Charlemagne," to my late night summertime gal. I sure do miss you, Charlemagne, and the sweet love we would make.
Charlemagne's a woman's name,
I guess.
I still
remember when we were young, sneaking into your dad's house and those fake long showers to when I moved out and had you over for those lust-filled nights, kissing you from your neck down. The late-night drives to the hills to smoke and the long talks that we would have. I miss our summers together. Hopefully you can come back this summer. I truly miss the company, needing my Charlemagne.
Okay.
That's right. Like, that's actually
poetic.
I mean, like, if you ever had, like, a young summer love, you know, like, I get it. Like,
okay.
That's kind of sweet. This
plot
one,
twist, they were 40.
Oh.
Finally moved out of my mom's basement. This one, also kind of sweet, a little different. This one's titled "John Taxi Driver in the Nighttime. Looking for the hot young guy driving taxi at night. I think you said your name, John. Tall, young, Caucasian. Few tattoos. You say you have girlfriend. I don't want to get in troubles. Only want to have sex with you."
I mean, isn't that what we all want?
Direct to the point?
Yeah.
Don't
want
to get in troubles.
No
troubles.
No beating around the bush there.
Also, how do you know if he's tall if he was just driving
around? Yeah, who knows?
Long legs.
This one, you are 72, female.
No.
Me, 51, male. You were 72, female. I did a side job for you, and we ended up being intimate.
What's a side job?
I think he's like a handyman or something,
maybe. Like plumber or something?
Oh, well, yeah. I enjoyed worshiping your beautiful body. Lost your email, so if you see this, would love to worship you some more. Why do they gotta be so creepy? Like, why do you have to put worship in there? Like, can't you just be like...
That make it think like things creepier when you use words like worship?
I want to worship your body.
I want to worship your body.
And also, man, I don't... We're still horn dogs when we're 71.
He's only 51. She was 72.
Oh.
Yeah.
So her drive is...
Gladys, I need your email address again.
Like, you've been intimate with her at her house. Look up the property records, man. Find her on Facebook.
Or just like, yeah, go back.
This one, TJ Maxx Home Goods.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I was in TJ Maxx last week sometime, and I saw a handsome Latino guy with another dude shopping. I was wondering if we could hang out as friends. I remember your pants were rolled up. You were looking at a shirt. You said it was blank. Fill in the blank so I know it's you. There's got to be a dude for another dude, right?
Dude for dude?
There's got to be a dude for dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will say... As somebody who frequents Home Goods and TJ Maxx, always good-looking women in there.
Yeah,
always,
every time. Like,
okay,
like that is the place. Like, if you were looking to buy some knickknacks, maybe a fake plant and/or some,
you need some potato chips and a coaster and a brand new pillow for your bed
and some recently discounted servingware
and a 400 square foot rug
and a mirror.
Good deals on those rugs,
hey,
huh?
Hey, yeah. Don't you even come at those rugs, man.
Those rugs are beautiful.
One thing they don't teach you when you are young are how expensive rugs are.
Yeah.
It's stupid expensive.
It's unbelievable how expensive rugs are.
I can get
are.
My whole house recarpeted for the same price as one throw rug. What the hell, man? This one, Applebee's. You were my waitress at Applebee's on Sunday, March 17th. Your name is Dana, although I remember it, and I'm delighted
you
with your
Dana?
Beauty. I mean, it's D-A-N-N-A, so maybe it's Dana, but
Dana,
yeah.
No one knows how to spell on Misconnections also, so.
Well, or just put together a coherent thought. So let me just finish this. Your name is Dana, although I remember it, and I'm delighted with your beauty. I love your eyes, and I would like to speak to you. I hope you see this. If someone knows her, please tell her.
So Dana, who works at Applebee's, maybe Dana.
Dana.
You have beautiful eyes and a creepy customer from the 17th.
Can I get one of them Cadillac margaritas, please?
Oh, he was there on St. Patrick's Day, too. Okay.
I mean, what a way to ring it in.
Speaking
nothing says authentic
Irish beer.
Like Applebee's. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, corned beef Costco is the headline for this next one.
I feel like that's a...
It sounds dirty.
Yeah, is there like some innuendo here that I'm not picking up on? You asked about corned beef and told me what I had in my hands looked hella good. Okay, first off, we don't use the word hella anymore.
Never use hella.
Tell me what it was so I know it was you. I stood out because what I was wearing? Tell me more about you. How many kids with you? No scams, please. Looking for this beautiful woman at Costco. Want to flirt with you more and talk. You are so beautiful and you seem to have an awesome personality. Would love to get to know you more. I didn't see a ring on your finger. Not sure if you're taken or even interested. Love your hair and cute kids and the pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the pants. Oh,
four
the
exclamation pants.
Points. Oh, you loser.
This one's entitled Skechers Store. So, again, like another somebody out shopping. First saw you in the Converse store. Then you came into the Skechers store. You showed me your new black sneakers and the silver studs in them. You had glasses and leggings on. We were at the checkout together. You turned and said goodbye. Worst decision I've ever made in a long time was to not say, hey, wait a minute, so we could talk and I could introduce myself. I'd like to introduce myself.
Maybe that's why he didn't introduce himself.
I'm really hoping you'll see this because something tells me you felt a connection too. You hung a left as you walked out of the store, and when I came out, you were gone. I was hoping to see this. If so, please get in touch. Maybe you can tell me something here so I know it's you.
Who remembers if they turned a left or right out of a store?
This creep. That's like,
yeah, you know why it's a Skechers store?
Such creep.
Because your sketchy ass is in there.
It was just a store before you walked in, creep.
Uh-huh.
And finally, this one is entitled Don with the Stuffed Tiger.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
We used to get together from time to time. You have a giant stuffed tiger. Let's get together again. Cheers. D.
What? Is that what he's calling
That's it?
Is that what he's calling it?
Just, I don't know if his name is D or he's just cheers in his... D.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I'd like to come back over and reintroduce myself to that giant stuffed tiger.
Flashes, like little
beer. Glasses.
Yeah. Dink, dink, dink. There you go, buddy. Dink.
Can you dink my dink?
Dave and Mahoney. Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we have on Fox 5 here in the studio, and the headline that was just up on the lower third on the screen said, horse herpes outbreak hits the valley. So
beware of lots of slutty horses.
Yeah.
Watch out. Use protection.
Because they're freaky.
Be careful.
Put that saddle on.
So a small business outlook here in Las Vegas and in the greater state of Nevada says that 4 out of 5 small business operators think that the economy is healthy, according to the annual survey by Nevada State Bank. The statewide survey performed by Applied Analysis and released last week showed 81% of respondents believe that the economy is headed in the right direction. So a lot of optimism among small business owners, which is a good thing. It's great.
You know, that and that I love that we are seeing such a resurgence in our community from where we were 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, even, like, if you haven't driven down to, like, a major street, like, you know, parts of, like, Rainbow or parts of Sahara or parts of, you know, wherever in the valley that you just haven't been to in a while, every time I go down there for the first time in a couple months, 20 new businesses.
Yeah.
You know?
Construction's booming everywhere. Yeah. There's huge things going up. I kind of forgotten about it. The whole Madison Square Garden sphere that's going up. I saw some drone footage of that. I mean, you're like, that's an enormous project, but because that's not on like my daily route where I go, you see the Raiders Stadium going up, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like
that thing.
It's right off the highway.
You can't miss that. But the Madison Square Garden sphere, like they're doing a ton of work over there, and that is enormous as well.
Until you said that, I had forgot that was going to be a thing.
That's
see?
True.
Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, and Resorts World's going up pretty fast too, even though aren't they going to have to change some of the windows?
Yeah, that looks exactly like the win, you guys.
Nah, man.
Yes. Does it really?
God, yes. When they first, when I was driving past
they're getting sued.
They're getting sued because it looks almost like the win.
Yeah.
But I drove past them like, that can't be Resorts World. That's got to be
like a win property.
The other win property they're talking about building. And then I'm like,
that got canceled now.
Yeah, no. It's
Paradise Pier or whatever it was going to be.
That's
It looks exactly.
I mean, I guess.
They should.
Yeah. It's something. So Las Vegas and Nevada considering lowering the driving age to 14 in some cases.
No. Why? I mean, let's hear the reasons why for some cases.
Okay, well, this is mostly in northern Nevada where this movement is coming from. So a bill was introduced by the assemblywoman whose name is Alexis Hansen. She is a Republican from Sparks. In an attempt to balance the needs of rural and urban students and to help parents who could use extra help getting the kids to school in the morning. So currently the law allows a restricted license to a 14 to 18 year old if the driver lives in a county with less than 55,000 people or a town with less than 25,000 people and the school district does not provide transportation.
Okay.
Hansen says the bill won't trigger, say, an influx of kids on the freeway, rather on predefined routes twice a day, and she stressed straight to school, straight home.
Okay. I mean, that makes more sense. Yeah,
that doesn't bother
me. I still don't love it, but it makes more sense.
After 15 seasons on the Animal Planet, Tanked has been canceled.
They tanked?
Yeah.
Mostly because the ratings were tanking?
The team did say that the...
No, I mean, that's a legitimate reason.
Is that really why?
Yeah.
No one's watching.
They're saying the ratings just... I mean, how many... I mean, you build cool fish tanks. It's cool. It's a Las Vegas business. But like, hey, here's big fish tank.
You can only do so much with that, right?
And they got into some legal trouble.
Yeah, didn't one of the chicks get arrested like last week or something? Yeah.
The guy's wife.
Yeah. Oh. So the custom tanks range from $20,000 up to $1 million. The new YouTube show, because they're going to continue it on YouTube, is slated to be in about 2 months and say that they'll feature even more fish.
Okay.
They'll also create custom enclosures for several reptiles and birds.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
If you need your reptile enclosure... If you're the type of person who has a reptile enclosure in your house,
If you got to chain up your lizard, man, you're doing things wrong.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave and Mahoney, one of you had to have had at one point fuzzy dice hanging from your car rearview mirror. I'm not certain who would have had it, but I know at least one of you has.
Message deleted.
Zero chance over here, Mahoney.
I had fuzzy dice in my room as a young kid.
He was right. Oh, my God.
But never in a car.
Oh, my God. Ian, you too?
No, I just I just knew that was probably going to be spot on, Mahoney.
That's not spot on. I never had it in a car. I was a child.
Because you didn't have a car at the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
You were saving them for the moment that
when I got a car. I don't have anything hanging from my... I've never had anything hanging from my rearview
mirror.
It's
too distracting. It's really annoying.
Do people still do that? I feel like that and bumper stickers have just sort of gone the way of the dodo.
Well, bumper stickers have made their way up to the glass and not so much on the bumper anymore.
Yeah, but just the number of stickers that you see is far, far less now than it was 15 years ago.
I want to remain anonymous almost at any point in time. That's why I like having a car that kind of blends in and doesn't draw a whole lot of attention towards me. And that could be like any car USA, just in case I cut somebody off or something along those lines.
In case you go on a murder spree and you kill 13 people and you have to anonymously drive across the entire country.
Of cutting people off or, flipping them the bird when they cut me off.
I see.
I don't want them to be able to identify me from a distance based on the car alone.
Why?
That's just something I have. I never want a car that stands out. I want to blend in as much as possible.
We have a no gift policy here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show where we never give each other gifts.
That's right.
But from here on out, every birthday, every holiday, I'm going to get you some fuzzy dice.
Like pink dice.
Yeah, just white in hopes that you'll put them on. And every time I walk by your car, I'll be like, oh, see that you're not using my gift.
That's right.
It's too bad.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys remember that old debate, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, it kind of came to me. It kind of occurred to me that the answer is pretty obvious. Either way, the chicken had to come before the egg. Think about it. Something wouldn't evolve into an egg. So that's my thought here. What do you guys think about that whole debate about the chicken or the egg? I'd love to hear what you guys think.
Message deleted.
I don't care.
That's a solid theory that something would not evolve into an egg. Was there something previous that eventually became the chicken?
Well, the egg was probably an evolution of the way that they reproduced.
Yeah.
Just because that became the most efficient way for a chicken to be born and to spread itself.
Speaking of reproducing, does it ever strike you guys as strange that exactly the right people at exactly the right time, all banged to create you.
No, man, I think it's just a like, that's not how
all the ancestors and how it all goes back. What do you mean that's not how it works?
No, I mean it is, but like that's not like whatever. Consciousness is something that we have evolved into, and it's like, yes, you know, because these people hooked up and they reproduced, we are here now. But there wasn't like some like big giant plan 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago. No,
I would like to think there's a 10,000 year plan to create Dave. And they're like, man, you're disappointed.
And you were this is what we got. Right, this is what happened.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
Please leave a message.
When selective breeding isn't done right.
Good morning. Love the show. So a couple of weeks ago, I found myself going to an adult store and buying a blow-up doll. First off, I had no idea how expensive those things were. And second of all, I did have a moment where I realized that was probably the weirdest purchase I've ever made.
Message deleted.
Are blow-up dolls expensive? I'm on Amazon right now, and I'm not sure.
How much are they?
It's currently unavailable.
I think that they range widely because they have like the ones with the Scottish accents now that are like the creepy lifelike dolls.
Those are too expensive.
I'm looking at a Burt Reynolds-esque inflatable doll.
How much is
knockoff?
That?
$12.
No, those are
that's not bad.
Send me that link.
Those are for like bachelor parties or just essentially like, balloons. Like
those are like, you know, those
but
gag
like this
gifts.
Guy's. I think he's talking about like a something a bit more serious. Like he's looking for a more intimate relationship.
He's looking for something to, you know,
more of a permanent structure, if you will.
Always
hangs out in the closet. His name is Mandy.
His name is Mandy. Is that what you just said?
No, her name is Mandy.
If I was a cross-dresser, my name would be Mandy. Call me Mandy.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be a pretty good one, you know? Like,
Mandy?
I mean, I'm a man, and I'm dressed as a woman.
That is definitely a man, and he is a D. Like,
KXDEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. And Real Alternative, X107.5.
And I just realized I am logged into my Amazon account while looking this up. Now all my suggested items are going to be ruined for the next month.
All blow-up dolls,
That's your fault.
Glitz. Glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, he has finally admitted to it. The brother of Lauren Sanchez, who's, of course, dating Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, he's admitted that he got paid $200,000 for those text messages that he stole between them, and he sold them to the National Enquirer. But you guys...
Dude, that is so dirty.
No, it's not,
it is,
Mahoney.
It is dirty,
no, it's not. No, it's not. He is doing it.
He is a literal dirty Sanchez. You don't do that to your sister?
No, he was doing it to protect their relationship, you guys.
How do you protect your sister's
by selling
relationship?
Text to the National Enquirer, by selling their private text.
That's more so exposing.
But that's how you're protecting them.
Is their relationship still intact?
We don't know.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Have we seen them together?
Is he invited to like birthday parties?
Okay, let's not get all bogged down in the details. He was doing it for the right reasons.
Okay.
He actually said that.
He said it for the right reasons.
He was doing it to protect their relationship. Yeah. This guy's so
full of it. I can't believe he only got $200,000 for that.
Yeah, what a loser. Like, you're terrible at negotiating also.
Yes.
Like,
I also thought that was kind of low.
For the richest man in the world, and especially if you're looking for, to take him out like politically as well, you know, to expose this, that is worth so much more than $200,000. Like, you can buy a house, kind of, you know, not in California.
You can't even buy
you could buy a nice house in Missouri.
Yeah, you could buy like a Cadillac, not even like a Ferrari.
Yeah, it's not enough.
$200,000 for selling out your family and blackmailing the richest man in the world.
So things are going to end well for you.
Yes.
Dummy.
So Natalie Morales is fired by NBC executives to make room for the new host of Access Hollywood, Mario Lopez. And not everyone is happy about it. This is a quote from an anonymous source from the show. Everyone is furious. He is a giant cheese ball who is allergic to hard work.
Wow.
He's not the face of the show that we want.
Ouch.
It's like being told that mom and dad have died and now you're being raised by the grandma you don't like.
Ouch. Wow.
He's got name recognition. She doesn't.
Yeah, who's Natalie Morales?
I'd never heard of her before.
Walk into the room and slap me in the face. I'd be like, and who are you?
Don't get me wrong.
Why'd you slap me?
AC Slater and Mario Lopez. I agree. Giant cheese ball. But he's been doing it for a bazillion years. And
it is strange to me that, I mean, maybe it's just such a huge...
He has household name recognition.
Maybe it's just a huge pay jump, and that's why. But it seemed like he was doing pretty well with just the extra thing in Los Angeles. And, like, every time you go to check into a hotel, he's always doing the movie. Do you guys ever notice that? Like, you turn on a hotel TV, and it's always him doing the extra at the movies or whatever it's called. But maybe he's getting a huge pay jump here. So Mario Lopez, now 45 years old, has been in talks with NBC executives since last summer. He's even flown out to New York to help host the annual Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting. And so I guess he's going to make the jump from L.A. to New York to work for NBC.
It's an amazing thing that there are lots of talented broadcasters out there, but you can't beat name recognition. It's unbelievable that, like, you know, Mario Lopez has been working consistently as an entertainment style reporter or host for 20 plus years now.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously Saved by the Bell is what it all started with. But then one of the big boons for him is when he started hosting that dance show that the Jabberwockies came out of. Do you remember that? It was on MTV, and he was the host of that, and that led to hosting about 15 other shows over the course of the last, like you said, 15, 20 years now.
Look at somebody like Carson Daly.
There's nothing really special about Carson Daly.
No.
He's always laid back.
He's not really good looking. He's not particularly funny. Like,
he looked like Freddie Prinze Jr. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He was a good looking guy. He's fine. 20 years ago.
He's fine. He's okay. He's never been like an exceptionally handsome guy. He could just talk into a microphone and not screw things up.
Yeah. But he has continually moved up. Now he's on the Today Show.
Yeah, he's on the Today Show. He's getting paid all kinds of money.
But you know why, though? Because it's name recognition. You know, like, that pays so much. That is so much better than talent.
Yes.
If you have name recognition, if you're just in that known space.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of Carson Daly, actually, The Voice has beat American Idol after record low ratings. Both The Voice and American Idol suffered some ratings declines in the last two singing competitions in their first head-to-head airing season. NBC came out by a pretty good-sized margin. So The Voice is consistently beating American Idol, which, I mean, look, American Idol was a revolutionary show when
back
it first
in the early
came out.
2000s?
Yeah, and it's just over now.
Ran its course.
I mean, there's been too many knockoffs. There's been too many other shows.
And then you have The Voice.
Yeah, there's nothing special about it anymore. Like, there's a competition on every channel, it seems, almost every single night of the week.
Like, why do I need to find out who's the best cupcake baker in America?
I don't.
Like, I feel like, I do. Do you ever you ever had a bad cupcake? I can't, like, even the worst cupcakes that I've ever had, still okay.
Yeah, no, I've had a bad cupcake.
Have you?
Yeah, just the frosting was bad. There's one of those little mini ones.
You knock off the frosting, and then you can't just
knock off the frosting. What kind of monster are you
keep your hands strong.
You just bitch slap that frosting? My God.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Frosting needs to know who their dad is. Who's boss here?
So stupid. Talking trash to the frosting. You're naughty frosting. Deserve this punishment. What?
That's sexy out, now.
Now Sylvia's in.
Put on this mask, frosting.
I want to be a naughty frosting. Well, give it a few more minutes.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe it's a small thing and it just drives you crazy. What is it? Jay joining us this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So, nothing worse than walking in a parking lot. You park, you find that spot, you're walking up, and there's a car parked right in front of the entrance of the store in a red zone. I look down at the red line, I look at the car. It makes me want to be sworn in as a parking lot cop right then. Just so I can
Do you get sworn in to be a parking lot cop? I don't know, but you should have all the authority in the world. Yeah, you're like, I get that you just pulled up because you need to fill up that water tank or whatever it is that you're doing. You got to run into Coinstar real quick. You have to park like everyone else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was in a parking lot over the weekend and talking, you know, with my fiance as we're walking out. And, you know, it was a weekend, so it was busy and it was just completely full. And we were, you know, it was like a quarter mile almost to walk the parking lot to get to where we were going. Huge parking lot, but everything was filled up.
a car started following us, like, from the very back.
Oh, because they thought you were going to get in your car and
leave?
Which
we were, yeah. But we were literally at the very end. They followed us.
Oh, my God.
The entire way?
The entire way. And they're like, are you going to a car? I'm like, we are literally the very last space.
So it does tilt me when you follow somebody and, you know, you're like, this is my only chance to get a spot. I've been driving around this damn parking lot. I'm going to follow them. And then you follow the people, and they get to the car, and then they take 36 minutes to back out and leave. Like, I'm always very conscious. If somebody's waiting, I, like, try to zip out of there as quickly as possible and get on my way. Something happened this past weekend, and my wife's car, for whatever reason, like, maybe one of, like, the battery cables is loose or something.
Okay.
But we went to go get in her car to leave. It was downtown Summerlin, and I went to push the button to start it. Nothing.
Oof.
And so this poor car is sitting there, and I'm in my head, I'm like, no, I'm normally the guy that just quickly gets out of here. And he thinks that I'm slow moving.
You're being a jerk.
And I had to, like, go pop the hood and, like, jiggle the cable to get it to actually give power to the car so I could leave. And I tried to give him that explaining wave, like, I'm sorry. Yes. And he wouldn't even look at me.
Oh, he was like, no. I'm being a jerk.
You should give him, like, the, if you are following somebody, you should ask him if they're leaving.
Yeah.
Like, that's the not just expecting them to leave, or
you follow them and they get to the car and then they just go get something out of the car.
Yeah.
Or cut over a lane.
Oh, the worst. They go through. You're like, no, I got it's not my jurisdiction over there. Get over. Come on, please, steal a car.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What little thing really tilts you? We've talked about this before, but this is an ongoing thing. Also has to do with parking lots. As somebody that used to be responsible for going around the parking lot and picking up the shopping carts at Bilo and bringing them back inside and neatly organizing them, only to have people take them back out and just strew them about the parking lot. Like, why is it so difficult? Why do you see people taking the carts and shoving them up onto the rocks right by where you put the cart back? It's literally right there.
I always put it in like
you
that.
You lazy F, just walk 3 more feet and put it away.
Yeah.
They need to have, like they have at a Planet Fitness, a Lunk Alarm. They need to have an alarm that goes off when you do not return your cart.
Like, it's not hard to go in.
We have to shame you to get the positive reinforcement that we need.
Yeah.
You know, the positive action that we need from you to return your cart. Because you think your time is more valuable than everybody else's. And then the rest of us, you know, you're getting one over on the world by saving yourself time.
Speaking of time, so, you know, you see people all of the time where they'll zip up to the front of the line and then they'll cut in, you know, when everyone else has waited while you're driving
down
the road.
If it's a natural zipper point, then there's no problem
with
that.
That's fine. Even if somebody is an aggressive driver and they go up to the front and they cut in seamlessly, that doesn't drive me nearly as crazy as the people who drive up there and then stop and block the whole other entire lane because they need to cut in. You're like, okay, you're bad at this, so you're not allowed to do it anymore. If you can just zip up there and then you see the big truck that you know is going to be slow moving and you cut in front of that thing, fine.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yes.
That is legit. That's just a pro move. But if you're stopping down, no.
Unacceptable.
Or driving on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
I will never, like, normal zip, like, the way that driving works, if there is a natural point where two lanes become one, you're supposed to drive up to the end and you zipper.
It's seamlessly called a zipper, one at a time. You just go together.
Yep. But if you are driving on the shoulder, I will do everything in my life, in my power, to make sure that you could not cut in front of me.
I am willing to wreck my car.
I will hit the car in front of me.
We're playing chicken right now. You've drawn the line in the sand by driving on the shoulder. Uh-huh. I got insurance, bitch. Let's go. Dave, one more with the parking lot here. People parking in handicapped spots when they seem fine. Or people riding in the handicapped buggies in the store.
It's
tough to tell, right?
Ever.
But you do see somebody hop out and, like, jog in. You're like, man, you ain't handicapped enough.
Yeah. You're fine.
You're fine.
What about if you see, like, an empty parking spot, like, you think it's empty, and then you go into park, and it's, like, one of those, like,
Mini
small
Cooper.
Cars? Those get me, too.
Ryan said, somebody sitting next to me in a movie theater or any public seating like that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
If there's open space,
even if there's not, and you feel like you're going to have the seat next to you, and then they come sit right next to you, I'm just
like,
oh, but
well,
I have to share
experience.
This armrest. Ian actually said this one, overly dramatic, noisy sneezers. And I think this probably has to do with Bossy Rossi, yeah?
Yes, everything to do with Bossy Rossi, actually.
Is he a noisy sneezer?
I don't know. He's the noisiest.
I've never heard him.
Oh,
yeah.
Terrible.
He's a It's a natural body function, not an Oscar-winning performance.
Yeah, calm down, Ross.
We got one from Jess on Twitter. She says, someone who I hold the door for, but they don't say thank you.
It's a simple courtesy both directions. Just say thank you. That's it.
Yeah.
If you're taking your time to hold the door for somebody.
You don't even necessarily even have to say thank you to me. I would you can get a little nod.
Little
nod.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You
know,
acknowledge.
That's
little,
just the
little kiss on the lips.
Like, I get, I get it that
thanks, sir.
I get it that there are dudes out there who are creepy, who are doing it for that reason, but Jess is not a creepy dude. So if you're like, if you're holding the door for people and you're not acknowledging that, that's, it just kind of makes you a crappy person.
Don, yes, I totally agree with this because I feel like this is precisely what was said on the show. Slow drivers in the left lane.
Yep.
Should be allowed to have that harpoon launcher on the front of the car that you're allowed to use once a month on a-holes like that. Yes.
We get a free pit maneuver.
Yeah.
you just push your ass out of the lane. Like, not
you know,
only.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you're on a two-lane highway and there's somebody who is pacing a tractor trailer.
Oh, my God.
You are the worst people on the planet.
You see it all the time on the two-lane highways, and there's like a three-mile backup because that one person is just so oblivious to what's happening around them. Oh, it's maddening. Justin, when somebody stops the microwave and takes their food out and doesn't clear the time, they leave like 8 seconds left on the microwave.
How about people who microwave fish at work or other smelly food at work?
Or like broccoli.
Also unacceptable, Joey.
Yeah. What are you doing? Stop bringing in halibut that's 4 days old.
No one needs to smell your used Barramundi. Come on, man. Justin also said people that misuse the word lose and loose. You don't lose your keys. You effing lose your keys.
I mean, I've had some loose keys.
Oh.
Have you?
You've never had a ring fall or a key fall off your key ring because the little circle thing got loose?
No.
Is that just me?
Is that you?
Yeah.
Are you playing with it?
No, I mean, sometimes you got to take the key off and you bend it, and next thing you know, it never goes back exactly right how it should be.
This may be a you thing, man. I don't know. Megan said when people stand too closely behind me in a checkout line.
Yeah, man, I had that happen the other day.
Personal space. Like, I'll just throw an elbow.
Get off my backside.
I had that at Bath & Body Works.
That probably happens to girls more than it happens to guys because dudes are creepy.
I was at Bath & Body Works, and there was a dude, I was paying, and there was a dude, kind of close to me, and I'm like, when I was done paying and everything, I looked at him. I didn't say anything, but I looked at him, gave him just the weird eyes, hey dude,
culturally,
don't be so close
in America. I get that there are other cultures where personal space is not as big of an issue as it is here in America, but America, it is unacceptable to be riding up on somebody's ass.
This is a big ass.
Ass grocery store. We don't even it in cars. If you're riding my ass in a car, we don't like it.
At that point, I'll start slowing down and block the lane. You start riding my ass. Come on, man. No, that's
I do that too.
Yeah, get all up in my business. I'm already going 83, man. It's fast enough. Justin, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, I got a pet peeve with folks that come out of gas stations, try to cross two or three lanes of traffic to get that left turn lane and then walk in one or two lanes.
Yes.
And just sit there because they can't make the turn. Oh, they drive me nuts.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? Or the people on airplanes. You talk about blocking lanes, right? The whole airplane has to load and unload, and everyone should be as efficient as possible. But instead, there's the person that will get there, and they'll stop wherever their row is, and they'll put their suitcase up there slowly, and then they'll take their jacket off, and they'll put their jacket up there when they just said smaller items go to the state.
Oh, God.
Okay, Dave.
And it takes forever.
Right. And let me see if you feel the same way about this, Justin. When there is when you're similar to turning out of a gas station, when there is a lane, but they won't turn because there's a car in a lane two over there, even though all they are getting is in that first lane. That's when I find myself yelling. I'm go, 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 what? Go, go.
What about when there's the turn lane and you're supposed to pull into the intersection, but the person doesn't pull into the intersection, they sit there behind the line. And you're like, no, pull into the intersection, so when it turns yellow, you can go, and we don't have to wait another turn on the light.
And then I can go.
Because I want to run the light. It's fine. I'll just go. I don't even give a damn. Oh, Justin, you just tilted us, man.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we're so angry. I'm sweaty, too. Thanks for the call, man. We're all so angry.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You okay?
Go. Go! Go!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what little thing totally tilts you and sets you off? James joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So what annoys the crap out of me is I am a fireman, and when we're going code to a call, whether it's medical or fire, people do not pull to the right.
What?
They just stop in front of us.
I've seen that.
That is so counterproductive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll just...
Because they start freaking out and they don't know what to do. You guys should have a water cannon on the top of every fire truck where you can just blast them out of the way.
Oh, dude, you have no idea how much fun that would be.
Thanks for the call, man, and thanks for what you do. We appreciate you.
All right.
If you watch the video of firefighters in reverse...
Have you guys seen that?
That's been going around the internet the last couple of days.
Totally haven't seen that.
It's like firefighters in reverse are the worst things ever.
Yeah.
You're just taking little kids into a building.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Oh, my God. I got a text here.
Yeah.
How about the dudes that want to talk to you while you're at the urinal? What's their problem?
Okay, so something else, and I noticed that because I had to travel this past weekend. When you go to the airport, because I think this is the only place pretty much that regularly has them, why do they have the mirror above the urinal? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, at the airport, they have this mirror right above the urinal where, like, everyone has to, like, just stare straight down so no one has that awkward eye contact. Because
otherwise,
there's, like, somebody's face right there.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, just
there
like,
should
hey,
not
man,
be a mirror you don't anywhere
need a
near
mirror.
My job.
Yeah, no, just... No. No.
You don't want to see what you're doing.
Even worse than the urinal talkers is if somebody's talking to you from inside of a stall.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
If you're
I
on the outside
so
and they're on the inside of a stall, there should be no communication
like talking
between the two of us.
Talking
I don't care if you
can hear me. Concentrate on yourself, bro. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, take care of your business.
It's like someone talking to me about work. Like, work-related stuff. Like, while we're both in the stall, and I'm trying to do my business.
Oh, Julianne said, when people put the cash and the coins on the counter instead of handing it to the cashiers.
Oh.
I'll take it a step further. Just people who use coins in general drive me nuts now. Like, who... you still have a coin purse?
I don't...
The hell?
If you're busting out, like, 34 cents, cool.
I don't like it.
I don't want to get 74 cents back. That's how I ended up with the 34 cents to begin with that I could pay, because now I got to carry around change.
You know what also tilts me is every time that I go to, like, I don't know, a Walgreens or a CVS or any of those type of stores, and really every store now, like, can I have your email? Can I have your phone number?
No.
Okay.
Enter
your 47-digit code to get your rewards thing, and it's going to save you no money. And then here is 22 coupons that you're not going to use. Like, what?
Yeah.
Can we just make this process simpler? Like, the reason why Apple has done so well and they've become the richest company in the world is because they realized simplicity was key. Like, people don't want things to be more complicated and there to be more steps in this day and age. Just make it simple and people will respond to it. Don't make me give you all of my personal information, my firstborn and my social security number, because I want to buy a Snickers.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
I am less likely to shop at your store if you make me have a buyer's reward program. Like, it's just excessive and annoying. Here's one. When I'm in a fast food lane and somebody throws their receipt out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Same thing here. Travis said people who smoke and throw their lit cigarette butts out the window.
If you don't want that in your car, we don't want that in the world, man. And also, that's how forest fires start.
Yeah. Someone in our Centennial Toyota text line, people who take out their anger and frustration on other people when they have had a bad day. Like, dude, you're being an ass.
Yeah, like, everyone has had a bad day. Stop it. Ivan the Blind Mexican, bitch-ass Buster's kicking my cane.
Amen. Amen.
I feel like you get a free whack with them, Ivan. Man, if you're like, oh, sorry, I'm blind.
What about the power trip at work? Like, when you get an email from somebody and they're just so snarky and smug,
oh,
and you're
can
like,
just, like, see through the email.
The keyboard warriors who are just such little bitch ass betas.
Yeah,
in
you're,
real
you're
life.
Such a badass in your email until I walk into your office and talk to you about it. And you're like, well, I didn't mean to come across like that. I'm real sorry.
Yeah,
shut up.
You're real tough, Stacy.
This one bothers you? The hand crushing of empty plastic water bottles? Do that all the time.
Yeah. I feel like you're saving space.
Yeah. You have to for the garbage can.
I mean, if you're in a workplace environment, like a cubicle farm, and you do it, I feel like that's excessive, you know, because you're creating excess
noise.
But if you're at home, whatever.
Leanne, people eating French fries with a fork?
Oh, yeah, totally. I agree.
That's
with
never
that.
Bothered me until now. What I think it's going to make me mad.
Hold on. What if they're covered in like chili?
That's the only reason you should eat fries with utensils. But what if they're covered in chili or cheese?
What if they're too hot?
No, eat them with your
What if they're straight out the fryer?
No.
Risk it,
no.
Man. Burn yourself.
Then you get the residual on your fingers, too, man. It's great.
Yeah, but then you got to touch your phone and everything gets all greasy.
Get a napkin.
It's an understanding you have with yourself when you order fries.
Okay.
Corey said somebody not answering their phone when they literally just text you. You're like, hey, man.
Yeah.
You don't know where I'm texting you from. I could be on the toilet.
You text somebody and then you see the bubbles and then they never send the text.
What were they going to say?
Why you were going to respond. What were you going to say?
Or they go on social media. Like you see them going on social media.
I see you're active on Instagram right now. I'm creeping on you.
No, I got a couple friends with the who leave their red receipts on their iPhone.
Also crazy to me.
You are a wild person.
You're nuts.
What are you doing?
What are you thinking?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm like, are they just so dumb they don't know that there's a red receipt thing?
Do they not care?
Or are they just so bold they're like, yeah, I read your crap. I'm not responding.
I didn't reply.
Yeah, I don't care. Damn, so brave. Hero.
Dave and Mahoney. Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
You know, Mahoney, you normally make the argument that you're efficient, not lazy. I think that today may not be the best day to make that argument, considering that yesterday you told us that you took less than 500 steps total throughout the entire day.
Very efficient. That's an efficient day.
Well, Kristen is joining us this morning, and she is our contestant for Lazy Bones Mahomes. Kristen, would you categorize Mahoney as lazy or efficient?
Pretty lazy. Yeah.
Well, I've got three facts that were given to me by Mahoney's fiance, and it's your job to figure out which one of these is not true. So two out of the three are absolutely true, which is almost amazing. Even after all these weeks of playing this game, I'm still every week surprised by just how lazy Mahoney really is. You're trying to figure out which one is the fib, though, okay?
All right.
And feel free to talk through these. Mahoney is going to give you his reasoning behind why each one of these is totally acceptable, even though we all know it's not.
They're all efficient. Okay. Work smarter, not holder, is what my grandpappy Pat
right,
once told me.
Harder. Tell me how it is.
Harder, not holder. Harder. Work what? Smarter, not holder, yeah, my grandpappy Pat. I thought it was a teacher or a wise man that lived on top of a hill.
All of the above.
All right.
Okay. You don't know if they're one and the same.
No. Fact number one, I recently needed to buy soil for my school's garden, and as spring has sprung, we needed to keep our veggies and flowers looking their best. Mahoney helped me out at Home Depot as the soil bags were heavy and I needed help lifting them into my car. We bought them on a Saturday afternoon, and I asked him if he wouldn't mind popping by my school to drop them off in the garden. He said he needed to get home to, quote, watch the fights, and said we could leave them in my car until Monday. He recommended I roll down the windows so it wouldn't stink. 10 days later, and my car still reeks from having that crap in my car over the weekend.
First off, just use some Febreze. Those were 100-pound bags of soil for the first also. And we had people coming over for the fight, so we could not be late. And after loading 12 100-pound bags into a car, I was tired.
So there it is. Okay, you were tired. All right. Kristen, that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's through.
All right. Here we go on to the next one. My school had a superhero-themed reading week, which culminated in a character breakfast. We'd been hyping the kids all week that Captain America would be there, and Mahoney had agreed to wear the costume months ago and greet the kids. The problem is, even though it's 2019 and it's supposed to be a skinny year, it's not, and the costume didn't fit Mahoney, not even a little bit, and so he bailed at the last minute, and I had to wear the costume. Well, the kids knew it was me, and needless to say, no one was impressed.
Aww.
First off, 2019's not.
If it was Mahoney.
2019 is not over yet. So the fact that you're kind of crap all over this, this is not a skinny year just yet. Don't try to shame me.
I mean,
y'all.
Yeah, we're in springtime now. Like you haven't even started on the skinny stuff yet, huh?
Thought about it.
All right,
planning.
Yeah,
yes.
Got it.
All right. So,
and also, I'm not a big Captain America fan.
All right, on to the third and final fact here. Last weekend, Mahoney and I were out to lunch, and we were waiting. The hostess was about to seat us. Well, Mahoney's tummy gets a little grumbly when he hasn't eaten anything, and he was producing a fair amount of gas.
That's untrue.
A couple with two young children walked in, and about 30 seconds after us, The little girl, who must have been about four, screamed, "Ew, it stinks so bad in here." I couldn't even look at Mahoney because we both knew it was him who farted in the lobby.
I didn't fart in the lobby. It was before we stepped into the restaurant.
Oh, and it followed you.
It just like
it followed you.
The stench followed you.
May have crept in. I'm not a monster, people.
The worst thing is like if you're on a date early on in a relationship and you know you got to open her door for her and then you fart as you're walking around the front and then you get in the car and it follows you and you're like you traitor.
Oh.
How could you? It's because when you pull the door shut,
it sucks it in. And then you turn on the air and it makes it even worse. You're like, oh, it's like a sulfur leak around here.
Hot
or something.
Breath.
All right, Kristen, the two of the three, right. Absolutely true. Only one is fake. It's time to make your guess.
I'm gonna say number one is true. Mm-hmm. Superheroes false and the fart waft is true.
How dare you?
You nailed it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mahoney wearing a Captain America outfit. I mean, there's like 0% chance.
No, they got ones with built-in muscles now.
Dave and Mahoney. Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, a mystery pooper is back. We've had a few of these over the years. This time, though, high profile.
What's
a mystery
going on?
Pooper. Has been pooping in front of Broadway?
Broadway.
Like a person in New York? Struck during tryouts for Magic Mike at the Pearl Studios on February 26th. Again, on March 6th, theater insiders have said they have their own hunches about what might have prompted the deposits. Some suspect the poop-a-traitor wanted to dump on the Actors Equity Association. This is after the union aggressively promoted the a campaign which urged ticket buyers to find out if the show they wanted to see was a union production. So the Magic Mike audition was an open call, remaining meaning but that both union and non-union actors were allowed to try out. Non-union hopefuls often complained that the Actors Equity mistreats them. Others wondered if a performer, perhaps on the all-tea diet, popular with Broadway stars, simply couldn't get to the bathroom in time.
The all-tea diet?
I'm assuming, is that to like keep you thin?
I mean, I guess, right. Like, maybe just like, go to the gym or something. It just seems like a lot to just drink tea better. All the time. Yeah.
Seems like it would get boring.
Yeah. It's just
How does tea make you poo?
They have the, like...
Diuretic tea. Loosens things up.
Yeah.
So the former AOL boss is getting a huge payday as he leaves Verizon. Tim Armstrong, the former leader of AOL, is walking away.
Wasn't he the lead singer Rancid?
No, he was the cyclist. Anyway, the former leader of AOL is walking away with more than $60 million as leaves Verizon Communications, which recently wrote down half the value of the internet business that he led. But in 2019, AOL CEO is walking away with $60 million.
I didn't know AOL was still a thing.
There's a couple of people that I know that still...
2.1 million people still use AOL as their... internet service provider.
Really?
Through dial-up.
Through dial-up?
Through
2.1 million people have dial-up?
Yep.
No.
Is there anyone listening that uses dial-up? I would love to talk to you.
There's no, not in our broadcast range. There's no way. Like maybe in a very rural area. Very rural.
Okay.
Maybe.
Like really, really
small. But still, 2.1 million people still use an AOL.
Can you not say the word rural?
I just said it. Rural.
Okay.
Rural.
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 That is a funny word. Where do you live? Rural area.
There's still 178 million searches through AOL every single month. There's still 75,000 publishers on their ad network. And their monthly audience is still around 396 million people. And if you want to know how much Verizon paid for it, back a few years ago was $4.4 billion. AOL is actually valued at $222 billion back in 1999.
$222 billion?
I mean, in 1999. I mean, okay. Everybody was still on it.
So if anybody still has like that, still has dial-up, do they get to hear that dial-up noise?
Do you still get the discs in the mail?
No, they don't send those out anymore.
Okay. I wish they would do the discs.
Why? They're just
I mean, you have dial-up. Might as well.
No, I'm saying that they're just creating excess waste that we don't need all these CDs. I probably got 1,000 AOL CDs over the course of the last 20 years.
So the lawyers who took on Big Tobacco and won are also taking aim at realtors and their 6% fee. So realtors not going to like this, but it's a new class action lawsuit that takes aim at real estate agents and the tools they use to do business. The housing industry watchers say it could revolutionize the way that Americans buy and sell the biggest asset that they'll ever own. The suit was filed in Chicago on behalf of anyone who sold a home through one of the 20 largest listing services in the country over the last 5 years. It charges that the National Association of Realtors, as well as the four largest national real estate brokerages and the multiple listing service, the MLS, have conspired to require anyone selling a home to pay a commission to the broker representing their buyer at an inflated amount in violation of the federal antitrust law. So the commission has traditionally been set as the 6%, but it's a little more complicated than that. Sellers can really only negotiate with the agent that they've hired, while agents representing buyers are generally assured to the standard 3% commission. That means that a seller's agent who's willing to negotiate, or one that works for a discounted brokerage like Redfin, will be paid less than a buyer's agent.
It's interesting to see that these are the guys who are going after it. I mean, if you could beat Big Tobacco.
You think about all of the payoffs that they had politically, contributed to all of these politicians over the years, and there was so much money in that business, and then you can go after Big Tobacco and basically make them pay for advertising to crap all over their own product. That's something.
It's going to be interesting, though, because
do they still run those truth commercials?
Yeah, they still do.
Like magazines too.
Like smoking will still, like it steals years, or it steals your teeth, or
I don't know if they've like moved on to like vaping. Like vaping is still
WWE. A lot of commercials during WWE, the anti-smoking stuff. But we know a lot of people who are. I mean, as a buyer or a seller, you get frustrated, as you know, like. If you sell your house and it's $400,000, that adds up. That's $24,000 extra dollars is going away.
And you know, they actually called them a cartel, you know. But here's the thing is that realtors do work really hard.
Yes, good ones do.
It's not nearly as easy of a business to break into. What I think is much more of a crime is when you buy a house and you borrow the money for the mortgage and you pay it down. You don't actually pay down any principal
For like 20
15 years. Yeah. So basically,
if you've got a 30-year mortgage, it takes like, you're right, it's like 15, 20 years before any sort of real gains.
And so I'm sitting here paying, and no money is actually coming off of how much I owe on this house. All I'm doing is paying for taxes and insurance and interest.
I would rather see them go after something along that line rather than realtors, because like I said,
realtors are hardworking individual people.
They're individual people. They're not a giant bank that is just trying to get an extra $10 billion.
Yeah, they're not connected.
Right. It's not just an evil corporation that's just fleecing the every guy and the every gal, you know? That's something that would be a game changer. Like if they had to make it equal parts where you're paying off interest and principal at the same time. But, you know, they have the money, so what are we going to do about it?
Nothing.
You know?
Bitch and moan.
Sit here and bitch and moan about it.
What we do.
Yeah.
Maybe refinance to a 15-year?
Oh, sure, if you have just the extra cash laying around. Yeah.
I don't have that. Can I inherit something?
Yeah, hello.
Catch somebody the died, Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, all my relatives are poor too?
Yeah, great.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Mahoney, glad to have you back on the show. Yesterday, the show went pretty well without you, but it's good that you're back. Anyways, Mahoney, I was wondering if you could remind us viewers who Faye Reagan is.
Message deleted.
Do you know who that is, Dave?
Faye Reagan?
Ian does. Of course Ian does.
Also, you're a viewer? You're watching us?
You know, we're multimedia. We got videos on our Instagram and stuff like that.
Faye Reagan, who's that?
She was a porn star who was based in Las Vegas. And one night out shopping with my fiance, we were at the Galleria Mall.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to notice that she was in the same shoe store that we were. And I was like, you're trying to put two and two together. And as I was putting two and two together, my fiance noticed that I was putting two and two together and saw me like looking over. And she's like, hey, who's that? And I'm like, Yeah, you don't need to know.
That is a nice young lady who, oh, she's got red hair.
Yeah, she's.
Okay. Oh.
She's very pretty.
Are you looking at pictures?
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, she's very, very, very pretty young lady. I think.
Did you tell that story on the air?
How did that?
Yeah, like 7 years ago.
Really? I don't remember that at all.
That was a story for many, many, many moons ago. But okay. Yeah.
Speaking of moons,
please leave a message after the tone.
Remember when mooning people was a thing? I mean, you're out with your buddies or, you know, whoever, and you turn around and boom, next thing you know, there's someone with their ass out. I think that the era we live in has kind of phased out mooning. What do you guys think?
Message deleted.
Yeah. Yeah. Mooning used to be a thing. In fact, I think I remember the last time that I got mooned.
You've never mooned?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I remember that.
Have you mooned?
Not in the last 20 some odd years, because the difference is now that, like, as you get older, things get hairier and...
Things get hairier, and also now everything is captured and archived forever, too. Before it used to be like, bam, there's my butt, and then people would be like, oh my God, your butt!
But now it's going to be filmed
and...
Yeah, put on Facebook and go viral.
And now you're a predator of some sort, and you're on a list.
And in a movie with Faye Reagan.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I fell asleep at work not too long ago. I was on break, so it was our little break room area. I was on break, so you really can't get in trouble for that. But the whole concern was that when I woke up, the clock back in, there was a massive puddle of drool, like an ungodly amount. I felt bad because I have no idea if anyone saw me, and if they did, they probably thought I fell asleep with water in my mouth or something.
Message deleted.
Yeah, the drool is the worst when you're, especially if you fall asleep in public. Like, did you ever... fall asleep in school and then wake up and there's just like a
desk.
Just a pool of drool on your desk and you know, like, do I wipe it off?
Why are bodies so smeared around?
Yeah.
You got the long sleeve trying to use it as a napkin.
Or even worse, you have the short sleeve and so you have to bend over.
That's all awkward.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is it socially acceptable to sleep on your break?
No.
Can you do that at work? I don't think you can.
No.
You can. Yeah.
You just napped in the office the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So the list of the top 10 airlines is out, and I was rather surprised when I started to look at the top 10 U.S. airlines. There's obviously a lot of airlines around the world, but these focus on ones that primarily serve the domestic United States.
Okay.
Number 10, Frontier.
So my guess is that there are 10 U.S. Airlines.
So let me get through this list here, and you guys tell me if there's any that are missing. Like, if there's any other airlines that you can name that aren't on this list. Because
my personal preference, Frontier is the worst.
Frontier is the worst.
Their seats straight up are like sitting on bleachers.
Yeah.
Like, your ass is bad. Sore.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Afterwards, no matter where how short your flight is.
Spirit Airlines came in at number 9.
I don't hate
Spirit.
Really?
Their seats are way more comfortable than Frontier.
I flew Spirit Airlines one time, and I have not been back.
But what about the baggage?
You run into the delays. But if you know what you're getting into before you do it, then you know that. But if you're trying,
that's like saying I know that I'm going to get kicked in the nuts as soon as I walk into this room.
You're still
but I'm
paying
go ahead and
less
do it
than what you would pay for something else.
It's not worth it. I'll pay a little more.
Whatever. Yeah.
Then it'd be a lot more. I'll pay a little more. Allegiant came in at number 8.
Never. Sorry, guys.
They're based here.
I know. When they ran out of gas, man. Like that was that for me.
Number 7, JetBlue. I've only flown JetBlue a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I do have one trip with them booked that's coming up because it's just way cheaper than flying any other airline. But I've always been pretty happy with JetBlue.
Never had a bad experience.
I think the reason why they're down on the list here is because anytime that there's like, oh, there's a plane circling and dumping off all its fuel because the landing gear didn't come out or this plane may crash.
It's always JetBlue.
Man. Yeah. It's always JetBlue.
Not good. Not good.
Number 6, American Airlines.
Okay.
I like American. Number 5, Hawaiian. I haven't flown them enough. Couldn't tell you. Number 4, United. Yeah. United's kind of hit and miss. Like, sometimes they're really good and, like, everyone seems to be in a good mood. And then other times, like, everyone on the plane is pissed.
I would say...
Even the pilot's just like, shut up, sit down, put your seatbelts on.
So you've got United, American, like Delta, those three, and then Southwest.
Southwest came in at number 3, Alaska was number 2, and Delta was number 1.
I like
but
Alaska.
I feel like it's been a long time since I've flown a Delta flight, but for the money, for what it's worth, the best, like, you know, you're not going bottom bargain with
the Comfort Plus or whatever.
With like Frontier, but I feel like Southwest is the right in the middle. Cost versus what you get versus everything else. You know, yes, it's a cattle call to get your seats, but you know what you're getting into. And I think cost per value, that's Southwest is always the one I go to. Well,
and Southwest, like, they're actually always happy, it seems, and in a good mood, and like they'll give you free drinks bunch times.
They don't look down on you for drinking a lot.
Right. Yeah. They're like, oh, like, yeah, no, we got a little more vodka. You want it? Like, yeah. They're like, okay.
You want a party? Let's party.
Let's party. It's only a 90-minute flight anyhow.
Why not?
No, I like Southwest quite a bit, but Delta's also pretty good. Is there any airlines that you guys can name that aren't on this list?
Not that I'm thinking of the major ones that I've flown in the last 10 years.
Ian, anything?
Well, I'm a little biased here, but I did some research. There's one more major airline that did not make this list, and it is Sun Country Airlines, based out of Minneapolis.
Sun Country.
They filed for bankruptcy in 2008 and then did some restructuring, so now they are a low-cost airline. Those are the 11 major airlines in the United States.
Yeah, and I would say that Sun Country is probably... Like, there's never any Sun Country flights that even when I like just orbits.
If you're flying to Minneapolis, that's
that's
it. Oh, okay.
The only time I would ever fly Sun Country is if I'm flying to Minneapolis and I want to go direct.
Doesn't that suck though that they did the top 10 airlines and there are 11?
Yeah.
I feel bad for Sun Country now.
I mean, wouldn't you rather be left off the list though than be number 11? Because then at least people forget about you. Like, if you're Frontier, you're like Spirit and Allegiant are kicking our ass.
Yeah.
JetBlue always crashing and stuff.
I feel like this is an accurate list as far as my personal experience is gone. Yeah, I will fly Spirit again. I have no problem with it. Like I said, know what I'm getting into. But there, I do not have, my ass literally cannot take flying another Frontier flight.
So smoking medical marijuana is legal in Florida now, 2 years after residents voted for it.
Why did it be progressive, guys?
Yeah. Well, finally, the
for
governor
medical.
Yeah, signed into law a bill that repealed the state's ban on smokable medical cannabis. Under the new law, card-carrying patients can receive 2.5 ounces of pot every 35 days. In addition, patients under 18 are allowed to smoke if they're terminally ill and if at least two doctors, one being a pediatrician, recommends it. So, again, like, this is very tightly regulated. The fact that it took 2 years is just so Florida.
Yeah, but you know what? Might as well. Opioids, load up on them, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's like, for pain management, if marijuana is way better than taking a bunch of opioids.
You're not gonna get addicted.
See the video from St. Louis, the guy who had stage 4 terminal cancer.
Oh, them raiding his room?
That was...
The cop showing up to his room and going through all his personal belongings. I'm like, this is just...
It's ridiculous.
Maddening. It's maddening.
It's unbelievable. Like, he is dying. And he's trying to manage pain.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to be completely zonked out so he doesn't have any sort of time left with his family. And then they were going there and harassing him. That's why it's like those laws have to change. I cannot believe that medical marijuana is not legal in all 50 states. I get the recreational not being in all 50 states because different regions have different beliefs and so on. But medical marijuana, there are medical benefits to it. And then the fact that you're taking police off the street to come... Like
multiple police officers, you know,
raid through his stuff.
Yeah, and like it's not their
fault. They're doing their job. They have to.
Kind of. The cops also could have shown up and been like, "What are we doing here? Like, we don't need to go rifling through all this crap."
I mean, the bureaucracy behind it. Like, oh, we got a call. We have to go check it out. Which is what they did. I think the cops
could have used better discretion. It's just my personal opinion.
Okay. But yeah,
I don't blame the cops.
Yeah.
I blame the stupid laws. But at the same time, it was very
like
excessive.
Canada. It's recreational is legal everywhere.
Well, speaking of Canada, let's not pretend like they're all good guys and gals up there. Because
what happened now?
Canada is clearly to blame for our moose infestation here in the United States
of
America.
Moose on the loose.
The moose on the loose. The meese are everywhere. Skydiving wolves are needed in Colorado now, thanks to Canada and their aggressive attack.
Are they crossing the border illegally
up
there,
those
meese?
Yes, they are.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh, hell no.
Build a wall.
These meese don't have a lease to the United States of America. Get out.
Where's your visa, meese?
Your Misa.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
We didn't even get to the story. Whatever. A moose broke into a house in Colorado. It's a national crisis. National emergency. We need to build a wall up there instead.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing.
Two times in one day.
So on the headphones that she literally wears every day, when you put them on, you have to be careful that you don't pinch your hand in the little part that...
Pinches.
That pinches.
between the index and the thumb.
Yeah, and the webbing between
the webbing. Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
but you did it once earlier today.
This is the second time.
That hurt really bad.
And you just pinched yourself in the same
it
spot.
Still hurts
with
really
the headphones.
Bad. Yes.
No, we know it hurts. We've done it once.
Oh, the thing is, like,
one
it
time.
Just grabs it.
13 years ago.
It won't let go.
Why do you have so much extra skin between your thumb and your finger?
See, you really have let yourself down by refusing to swim, because if you tried swimming with all that crazy ass webbing, yeah, you'd swim like the Dickens.
That's
really?
Right.
Oh, yeah, you did. Probably swimming
from the Black Lagoon.
14, 15 miles an hour. All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
From here on out, every birthday, every holiday, mm-hmm, I'm going to get you some
like pink.
And every time I walk by your car, I'll be like, oh, see that you're not using my gift.
That's right.
What am I going to get Mahoney as a gift for every upcoming birthday, holiday, etc. that he has from here on out? 702-791-1075. If you're the first person with the correct answer, we're going to set you up. Got some lift passes to Lee Canyon, along with some complimentary coaching as well. March means that there's the $25 Feel Good Fridays with live music and giveaways, all to support the Hi-Fi's Foundation, Lee Canyon, your backyard escape, less than an hour away from Las Vegas. Top to bottom skiing is open with terrain for everyone. And I've seen a bunch of friends up there posting the old videos on the gram.
Quite a bit of snow.
Lots of snow.
And if you remember, if you get this correct, it was something I already owned at one point in time.
Multiple of these you actually previously owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
X1075, good morning. What is your name?
It's Scott.
Scott, what is the correct answer? What am I buying Mahoney from here on out?
Fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice. There you go. You got it. Congratulations.
Don't you do it. That will ruin our friendship.
No, it would enhance your friendship.
No, it will not. We have a strong, strict rule that we do not buy each other gifts for holidays, birthdays, or whatever reason.
But it's a nice gesture that he's trying to do.
No. That is,
it's fuzzy dice.
That's fuzzy dice.
That's not even a normal gift.
That's aggressive-aggressive, man.
That's aggressive-aggressive?
Yeah.
The most aggressive fuzzy dice ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to have to buy you a gift, and it's going to ruin everything.
If you just re-gifted me the fuzzy dice that I just
gave
you.
There you go.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.